We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
It's myself, Mr. B. You're listening to the ROTPOD, either watching or listening, audio or video, video or audio, right?
Right on.
Yeah. All right, Big D. How's it going, Big D?
It is going very well, Mr. B.
Yep, it's a little bit hotter today. Humid?
Humid.
Yes, sir.
Fat people in humidity do not get along, my friend.
Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, you fat fuck, lose some weight.
No, it wasn't that. But yeah, we're here outside. Another, did another recording outside in the open. Whatever happens. Like the last episode, somebody was leaving in their vehicle in front of us, and they just waved to us and gave us the heads up.
Yo,
and it took off.
What's up?
What up there? So if you're listening to the podcast, and if you know where we're recording, just drive on by and wave, right?
Yeah, heck yeah, that'd be cool.
Or text us or message us if you want to know when we're gonna do it again. We'll let the listeners know when we're gonna record, and just drive by and throw some bananas at us.
You know what would be cool too, if we could do it, you know, like somewhere in the open like that.
Yeah,
you know, wherever, and if, you know, if the fans interact, if they do want to drive by where we're at,
yeah,
I would wear a sign.
Really, would you?
Yep, yes, I would.
Let's
wear a sign.
Just do it like out in the open?
Yes, out in the open. I'd wear, I don't know what kind of sign you want. Eat your banana if you come and shake my hand or whatever.
Eat your bananas.
I don't know. It just came out, man. I panicked.
First thing I think about is, you mean like at an intersection?
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
we go
that?
To the intersection. Yes, yes. I won't be asking for money, though, so don't worry about that.
Yeah,
well,
no.
No, not that way.
No. The right way.
Patreon.com/ROTPOD.
ROTPOD.
Do it. Woo, thank you.
We should try that, huh?
Yeah. Get a sign together, you know, a funny sign. But, you know, on one side has to be the RO, you know, the
ROTPOD.
Yes, has to, you know, freaking got to promote it. And then on the other side, I don't know, some funny shit or something. Gotta come up with something.
Yeah, that'll be good, huh?
Yeah, heck yeah. Even, you know, even if at the front of it, you know, it has like a giant portrait of a chick in a bikini, and I'm just wearing it, standing in the intersection promoting, dude.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Honk if you're horny or whatever, you know. Honk if you would, want to touch my tatas or whatever.
Crazy, yeah. Let's do it.
That'd be cool, dude.
We'll figure out the place and time. And what to wear.
Yeah, and what, you know, the sign we're going to wear. One side is going to be promoting, got to.
Yeah.
And the other one, well, you just have to come out and see.
Come out and see. All right. The first thing I want to mention is a new phone, Acer. It's coming from Acer. And guess what the good thing about this one is? It's 5,000 milliampere battery. Just means it'll last maybe like 2 days. Without charging.
What?
Yep. 5,000 milliampere battery. Because usually the phones are like around 1,600 to 2,000 now.
Yeah.
Nowadays. So if you do double or even triple that to 5,000, that's like 2 days without charging it, buddy.
That's fucking unbelievable, dude.
And it's Android. It's not iPhone.
Well, you know, iPhone has to use a lot of battery life. It's a lot of power. By buying
them. And this is only going to cost $199, coming in July.
Oh, fuck that. I hate your Android phones.
And just the regular specs, 720p display. You don't need a high-res 4K display on your small screen. The regular quad-core.
Oh, it's going to be a regular size?
Yeah. Just a regular quad-core CPU. 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gig storage with a micro SD slot, 13 megapixel camera, and a 5 megapixel 5 megapixel front camera.
Oh, sweet.
So $200, you get a pretty good phone and a big battery.
Oh, very nice.
It doesn't
very
show nice. A picture, but it does show a picture of the front.
That still looks like a good size little phone, you know?
It doesn't look all thick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude.
It's pretty cool, huh? This guy's getting closer.
He's getting there.
So, okay, we're gonna pause real quick, right? We'll be back.
Pause for the calls.
Yeah, we'll be back. People, we just had a guest, an unknown guest, blowing hot air.
We forgot our cleaning crew was coming by to clean the studios.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Rotpot Studio has a cleaning crew, so they're slowly going farther and farther away from us. You hear that guy? Yeah. So, but if you donated $1 or whatnot to patreon.com/ROTPOD, the video was still going.
That is.
And it may have captured the guy blowing hot air.
Our cleaning crew.
So the camera was still going. Donate $1 and you'll be able to see our camera. Yep. Our cleaning crew.
You're welcome.
Cool. So anything you want to mention about the big battery?
On that phone?
Yeah, just a basic phone, but the only thing good about it is just a big, big battery, and that's it.
I mean, the battery in its life is badass. I mean, even, you know, with my new phone, I still don't get a full charge, you know, a full, like they say, maybe, what, 5 hours, 4 hours, or whatever it may be?
Yeah.
I still don't.
You still have to charge it?
Yeah, I still have to charge it.
Because you got the Plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bigger camera.
Yeah, the
bigger body. Mm-hmm. And it has a bigger battery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still have to charge it either way?
Yeah. And there's times, you know, even, you know, when I'm... Well, I guess, you know, when you're playing videos and stuff, the battery's going to go, you know, faster, a lot lower. But, you know, I mean, lower a lot faster, excuse me. But even, you know, even so, I still got to charge it, man.
Oh, okay.
But what helps me out, I put on that low power mode.
Yeah.
And it turns the damn battery life, you know, the level into yellow. And it kind of saves me on that. Because, okay. You know, it just brings everything low on the power...
With most phones that have that option, it kind of slows down your CPU as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes it slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, because this phone has the same option.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a power saving mode.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It makes your CPU slower. So if I'm at home, work, if I'm near a charger,
mm-hmm.
and I let it go full out.
Just let it charge them.
Yeah, but if I'm somewhere out in the open and I don't have the luxury of charging at any time, I think I'll set it to that mode.
To that mode. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, because I remember we talked a while back about this when you found out that, you know, you don't have to worry about charging your battery all night.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to, you know, tear your battery up. And so that's what I usually do. I try to let it go as much as I can, but I don't. So I just charge it, get up to maybe 60% or something.
Yeah.
And then when I go to sleep, I just... Plug it in. Yeah, and leave it alone.
If you guys don't remember, I did some studies on it, and I did a few readings on it as well, and leaving your phone charged in overnight, it doesn't do nothing to your battery, doesn't do nothing to your phone. Your smartphone is already smart enough to turn it off and cut the power. unless you still have one of those older phones, like I'd say maybe even like, I think there was a date, I think it was like before 2002 or something like that. If you have a phone before 2002 or something like that,
like those Nokias kind of things.
Yeah, if you have one of those ones, yeah. those ones, they don't have, they're not smart enough to shut off the power when it's already full.
That's a suicide bomber, is what they.
They don't leave it plugged in all night to start getting red. Like one of those nuclear reactors. Still put it under your mattress, huh?
Right.
Oh, if it's in the winter, put it under your mattress. Keep it warm.
Keep you warm until the fire reaches you.
Keep you warm until you start getting hot.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah. And speaking about phones, I kind of posted this on social media. Samsung is releasing a Batman Galaxy S7 Edge.
God.
Yeah, Android buddies.
Son of
a... Hey, iPhoneies, where's your Batman iPhone? Huh?
It's black.
With a case. It's black, yeah. With a case. They don't make no more black iPhones, huh? Do you remember when they used to make the first?
Yeah, the very first one was a black one. Yeah, iPhones?
Now it's just
that's
white.
Popular. White and gold. Well, no, it's just white because the gold is just the trim on the outside.
Just white.
Mm-hmm.
Is that saying something about Apple? Just
I should have my hood.
See, Android don't do any colors. They're not
discriminated.
Yeah, any colors you want. Any colors you want.
Are you trying to say we belong to a secret society? You don't have to mention no names.
Maybe. Maybe. So if you're an iPhone, you just kind of look twice at you. See, might be suspicious.
We're going to be have ourselves a hanging.
Yeah. Batman phone coming Galaxy S7 Edge, and one of the things there was a comment on Facebook. This girl, she mentioned I think she was kind of joking around. She goes, "Well, is it going to have the Batman sonar? What did she say? Let me see if I can find it real quick, right?
No problem, man.
That comment that she made, it was pretty good, I'd say. Yep. Black and white phones, buddy.
God, man. Freaking. Those Galaxies are just nice phones to begin with. And then you had the Batman cover and the logo and all that to it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna have to do it. One way or another, I'm gonna have to get the balls to just pull the trigger and change.
Change over?
Yup. Not this year.
Not this year. Not 2016. Are you on your lease, or are you like on a lease, or did you?
Till January.
Till January?
Yup. And then I'm free to do what I like.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully the iPhone 7 is out by then.
iPhone 7.
But if it ain't, the Galaxy S8 should be out by then.
And she mentions does it have the sonar concept? Remember like in the Batman movies? Remember Batman, was it the second one with the Joker?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember where he turns every phone into a sonar?
Yeah, yeah.
And he could see the pictures from the sonar from people and their voice and all
that. That was an older Batman, no?
That was a second one of a Joker, remember? Batman
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Yeah, that was on that one. So so she mentioned the sonar concept. And I knew what she meant. So, and I replied back to her and I said, there is a phone that's coming out that will have this same concept where it's going to use where it's actually these people they're gonna release an app where it's gonna use the phone's microphone. It's gonna create like a sonar effect, and it's gonna be able to. It's going to be able to do make your phone do more with like with your fingers.
Mm.
Like if your fingers are close, the video people can see my fingers, my hands. If your hand is getting close to your phone, the sonar app, it's going to be able to see where your hand is at. And they'll explain more and more into this. So if you're doing like a gesture,
whatever,
touching
with your
phone close to your phone, the sonar will be able to read your hand gesture, and your phone will be able to do whatever you want it to do. And the one thing they were mentioning, the first thing that they're doing is the touch sensitive.
Okay.
So the sonar will be able to sense how far your finger is going toward the
it's
glass.
Almost like a warning light in the car when you're backing up.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah,
almost,
yeah.
So it's the same effect, but it's for your phone.
That's badass, dude.
And it's all going to be for an app. So this app is going to make your phone into a sonar. So it'll be able to read gestures around the phone.
Dang.
So that's pretty cool, huh?
That's scary.
Scary.
Man, come on.
And then the guy that made the app, he's still working on it. He said he got the idea from Batman. when he turned every phone into a sonar to see what, how people were, where people were at, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He got the idea from that. He was thinking, what could we do to today's phone that could do the same thing with the sonar effect? So that's pretty cool, huh?
Dang. I mean, that is cool, dude, but man, you're taking the human element out of everything. You know what I mean? You're giving it back to the machines.
You know, is it, that's just doing more.
No.
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 That'd be cool. Like if your phone was just laying on the table, then you do something to it, then it turns on the music.
You fucker, just get up. Can I help you? No.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, that's neat stuff, man. But I don't know, man. I guess it makes nerve wracking for me, dude. I mean, I like the more human concept of our lives, you know what I mean?
Yeah. the human touch.
Yes. And now with ET phoning home, you bastards, I know that's what you're thinking.
ET. That depends on how old you are. It was like I forgot what news channel. Every time they bring up Drew Barrymore, they bring up ET.
Dude. Was she like 8 at a time or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
And the idea of what you were talking about, like you're just like just being able to do things yourself, the human touch and human interaction,
yeah, yeah,
without having phones take over and stuff like that. It kind of goes on the idea, but the court, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they're giving the what is like the officials, the police, the FBI, stuff like that, the people like that. What do you call them?
Yeah, the feds, the government.
Fed. Yeah, there's a word for that. So I don't know what it is, but they're giving them
the authority to
track,
hack into your phone.
Not hack into your phone, but access the data, access the location of where your phone is at. And the reason why they're going to allow that is because if you already have a Google, if you're already using Google, and you select that checkbox where it says I allow Google to be able to locate my location and use my data and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you select that part, then the court is using that as an okay.
It's almost like the piggy bank, you know. It's once they hit that. Well, not only this is going to come through. Well, you got all his little friends,
yeah,
that are coming
like
through
that,
the open
like
door.
Yeah, so they're using that. So if you have that check mark, if you have whatever, I guess whatever app.
Yeah,
I think they're using Google Maps as a real good example right now. But if any other app, you know, like Instagram, Facebook, or something, if this
yeah.
says, can Facebook use your location?
Allow this?
Like
yep.
Yeah, any app, I guess. If you don't, even if it's not just Google Maps, if it's any other app that does that. And if FBI, police, wherever you are, if they want to know where your location is at, that gives them the right.
Yeah, you just automatically open the door for them.
Yeah,
you
know, and that with them finding your location, they have to go through the cell carrier, so they don't have their own equipment to do that. So if they say I want to know where Big D is at right now, then they'll call up whatever company Sprint. He's with and say, hey, give me Big D's location right now. Then they'll say,
you better not do it, you bastards. I pay you enough a month.
And then they'll say he's at the corner of this street doing the rap pod.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So go pick him up over there.
Well, you know, didn't they do that before and they shut it down because they wanted to track the phones? Or hack in like the people's phone lines and stuff like that?
I think just, yeah, something before or way before.
Yeah, because they wanted, I think it was during the Bush. You know, in this first term before Obama came. Mm-hmm. That they were doing that, and they, you know, they allowed the feds or the CIA or whoever it was, they gave them access or granted them access or authority to take over and hack into phone lines.
Yeah,
see,
crazy.
And you know, you watch like, sorry,
yeah, no, good.
You watch like freaking Fast and the Furious. Did you see the last one with Jason Statham?
Yeah,
and you see, you know how they call that God's Eye?
The God's Eye.
You know they got that right.
Yeah.
You know, there's some way, somehow or another, that some freaking crazy maniac is sitting in his basement with 20 freaking TV screens and a laptop and 4 fucking cordless keyboards.
Yep.
And he's watching what everybody is doing, you know?
Through city cameras, yep. Traffic cams.
Even through our phones, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And you know, there's some damn CIA government just right behind him. Which one's going to be that?
You know? Yep.
It's crazy. I mean, technology, it comes a long way and it's badass, but to me, it's nerve-wracking, man.
Yeah.
It really is scary stuff.
And it just, there was this guy talking about sort of the same line on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, if you want to live in the Stone Age, if you don't want to communicate with anybody, if you don't want to do this and that, I mean, just stay away from technology. But once you pick up that smartphone, once you subscribe to the internet, I mean, that's it. You know? It's either yes or no.
The fuck? I ain't gonna go churn butter, dude. I go live the Amish. Is that what you're implying?
Maybe not that far. Maybe not that far. But he he does make a point though, like if you already subscribe to the internet and you already have a bank account, a credit card, a debit card, you bank online. That's you're already there. There's no point in saying, well, I don't want Google to do this. I don't want Facebook to do that. You're already there.
And that, you know, first, security reasons, stuff like that, I don't mind doing that because I have nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe, you know, 12 o'clock midnight when I'm somebody who I'm not supposed to be with. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, I mean, that I don't mind. I know it's probably, you know, somewhere along the line against the Constitution or some privacy.
Yeah.
But man, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, what can you do?
What can you do?
They're going to watch you, track you no matter what. Whether you say no, you vote, some way, somehow, there's some lunatic doing the same thing.
Yeah. All I can do is, I don't know, just do the best you can to protect your family, right?
That's it. Yeah. That's it, you know? Just don't put them in harm's way.
Yep. And there are things you can do to protect yourself and your family. Just some things you don't check mark. Some things you don't click on.
Oh, of course, you know. You know, even if you got to freaking put a almost like a child thing or whatever lock on it.
Yeah.
You know, just keep from certain items. You know, honest with you, probably about 7 years ago, I was just bored in my apartment. I had my computer going, right? And so it wasn't nasty, but it was just as bad. So I was all, I wonder if it's true if you can just look up anything. So I looked up, how can you make a pipe bomb?
Uh-huh.
So I clicked it. It came to one link. And one link said, what the hell did it say? It had Jacob's freaking some shit or another.
Yeah.
And then it brought up like different links, but it wasn't necessary to a pipe bomb. So what I did, I clicked on this Jacob one. I clicked on that. And then it brought me to this one website, and it called Imperial Knights. It's Imperial Knights? What the fuck is that? And I fucking clicked on it. What it was fucking KKK, and there was a chapter out in Nebraska.
Oh!
And there was a certain chapter of the freaking KKK,
yeah.
And they called themselves the Imperial Knights. Well, you click on one link, and it shows you everything about making pipe bombs,
really,
car bombs, or whatever, dude. You try to look for it now, it's not there.
Dang.
But when I was looking for it, you could see everything on there, dude.
That's crazy.
Fuck, dude, I got out of there so fast when I was clicking on it. Oh my god.
Out.
I was trying to delete everything. Burn it or whatever.
Escape.
Dude, that was scary, man. I think for like the whole weekend, I was paranoid.
Yeah.
Like if somebody was going to come to the door and knew that I was looking at it or something, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Funny. It's crazy.
And maybe if anybody else has questions about that, there's, you know how they say when everybody's, the government's listening and stuff like that, it's not necessarily the government, it's not necessarily a person listening, it's more of a software program that's listening for keywords. Yeah, so
that's crazy, huh?
Yeah,
that's wild how that works.
Yeah, so it's not really a person behind the headphones listening. It's actually just a software program that takes out keywords from what people are saying.
Decodes it, almost.
Yeah. So, yeah. Myself, Mrs. B, and Little B, we watched the new X-Men Apocalypse. Did you get to watch it? All right, so I think that'll be on the next episode.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good describing that. It was a good movie, but on the next episode we'll talk more about that.
Yeah,
some more of the topics. Good. So yeah, good show.
That was a good show, Big man. Thank you, Mr. B, man. I mean, this is fun, dude.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just keep on going. You know, there's some days when you're tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's not exciting, and there's other days we'll just keep on going.
Yep. So until the next episode, thank you, listeners. Thank you, watchers. Like I said, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, at ROTPOD, at DonaldVargas1. That's what I've been putting.
At Gmail, yes, sir.
Rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com, twoguysat2@gmail.com. Just find everything at the website, right?
On the website?
Yeah.
See that? We complained about a gumroad. Yeah, we need our stuff to be found.
So, all right. Thanks for listening. Share.
Yes, sir.
Share the link. Share the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.
Love you guys.